This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was a bombing tonight in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. A suicide bomber blew himself up at a bar on a seafront pedestrian mall. At least three people were killed, scores were wounded, and the restaurant was destroyed. The bombing happened just hours after Palestinian legislators confirmed the first prime minister of the Palestinian Authority. Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, called for an end to the armed chaos of the past 2.5 years. Shortly before he spoke today, Israeli forces killed four Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Israeli police and witnesses said a security guard stopped the bomber outside a bar known as Mike's Place on a seafront walkway along the Mediterranean coast. Even at 1 a.m., the area not far from the U.S. Embassy was crowded with pedestrian traffic. The White House condemned the bombing and called it an effort to harm the Mideast peace process. Hopes for political progress came earlier in the day as Yasser Arafat's longtime deputy Mahmoud Abbas was confirmed as the first Palestinian prime minister. Abbas said security would be a key focus of his new government. He said he rejects terrorism from any source and said the Palestinian Authority was ready to reassert itself in the law enforcement arena. The unauthorized possession of weapons, said Abbas, which poses a direct threat to the security of the population, is a major concern that will be relentlessly addressed. He continued, on this land and for this people there is only one authority, one law, the Palestinian Authority. Spokesmen for the Hamas and Islamic Jihad factions, whose weapons are illegal under the Oslo Accords, dismissed the call to disarm, saying they would keep up the fight as long as the Israeli occupation continues. They said Israel must not be allowed to kill Palestinians with impunity. In the Gaza Strip today, witnesses said missiles from an Israeli helicopter gunship killed two members of an armed left-wing faction. The Israeli army said one of the dead men was wanted for past attacks against Israelis and was believed to have been plotting more operations. In the West Bank, two members of a militia linked to Arafat's Fatah movement were shot and killed by troops. Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom said Abbas's speech was a good start, but he would be judged by his actions. Palestinian lawmakers were not at all sure how far the new prime minister would be allowed to go in combating armed groups, especially if Israeli assassinations and mass arrests continue. Gaza representative Ziad Abu Ammar said Abbas will be responsible to the legislature and could lose his mandate if he declares war on the armed factions.
Yeah, this is not acceptable. This government is not here to wage a war against Hamas or anybody else.
The international community wants to shore up Abbas's stature before pressing him to take the deeply unpopular step of suppressing the armed factions. But lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi says Abbas has another problem, winning the respect of his own people.
That's another challenge. That's a real challenge. And he has to deliver to the people, particularly on domestic issues, on issues of the rule of law, of social justice, of overall reform.
For reform advocates, the presentation of this new government is laced with frustration at the last-minute horse trading that resulted in a majority of Arafat loyalists being named to the new cabinet. Gaza lawmaker Marwan Kanafani is skeptical.
Well, I think it was a good speech, but it's going to remain a speech as long as he doesn't have the right instruments to implement it, and I don't think he has the right instruments.
What does he need that he doesn't have?
Different people, more qualified, more credible.
Even those who wish Abbas well, and there are many, say his lack of popularity and patched-together cabinet will be serious obstacles as he takes on the daunting task of dramatically reshaping the Palestinians' approach to their conflict with Israel. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.